Canada is sending a team of military medical specialists to Sierra Leone to help combat the spread of Ebola in that country. The government says up to 40 Canadian Armed Forces healthcare and support staff will go. The military doctors, nurses, medics, and staff will be there for 6 months and will work alongside military medics from the United Kingdom. Their task will be to treat local and international healthcare workers who have been exposed to Ebola. Canada had earlier said it was reluctant to send medical aid workers to West Africa until it could guarantee that it could get the people home if they became infected. The health minister is also launching a campaign to recruit private sector Canadian health professionals who want to go to join the battle against Ebola, and that would be through the Canadian Red Cross. There have been promising results, meanwhile, from the first human trials of an experimental Ebola vaccine. Scientists in the U.S. are hoping to fast-track a vaccine against the virus. Andrew Easton is a leading virologist in Britain, but he says more work has to be done.
There still are some unanswered questions. We know from some of the preliminary work that went on in animal studies previously that the antibodies that are generated in response to the vaccine don't last as long as we would like. There was a clear reduction over a fairly long period of time, about 10 months.
Now, the vaccine's being developed by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, as well as GlaxoSmithKline. Meanwhile, there is optimism that the Canadian vaccine will require a lower dose and may work more effectively, but no human trials have been done with that vaccine yet. 3D printing has helped a woman overcome pain that she's felt for years because of her hips.
No matter what she did, her hips hurt. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Christopher Beauchamp says surgery to fix her hips would be complicated. Standard hip replacement implants wouldn't work. She needed a custom-designed surgery and custom-designed implants. 3D printing technology helped with both. Using information from a CT scan, the printer spits out a three-dimensional model of the patient's hip joint.
We are now able to take those models and actually do the planned surgical procedure on the patient's model first.
A practice run that increases accuracy during the real procedure. Then they send the model of the patient's joint to a manufacturer who makes custom-designed implants. Technology that helped give Brooke a part of her life back.
And Tracy McRae of the Mayo Health Clinic reporting.